episode 1404, No Strings Attached.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and it is time to get your groove on. I gotta tell you, I was outside with the guys yesterday trying to fix our pool pump, and I was freezing my buns off, so we're going to have some intentional movement with no strings attached. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Today's episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. It is coming around the corner. I'm so excited. I bet you're excited too. Oh, I cannot wait to tell you. Okay, maybe I can, but really I can't. It's taking a lot for me to contain myself, but I'm telling you this, the secret is all here. You're either going to get noticed via the newsletter if you've signed up, the Kisses newsletter, or on the podcast. So be listening. This is not going to be broadcasted around the world, only here within our podcast because you are the Founders Club. I cannot wait to introduce it to you, but now we have to jump in. We got to be healthy, right? We have so much on our plate, and the holidays, they are fast approaching. How quick would you open an email if you were promised to have the health you always wanted? Okay. No strings attached, though. Only answers. Sign me up. You would probably jump at the opportunity more than very quickly. But you see, that is the answer you weren't expecting. You want the easy way, and healthy is not easy. Why do you think we fall into the traps of commercials? Infomercials on radio and TV, Netflix and YouTube, all these promises that boil down to more stuff to do and things we have to add into our lives that is already busy. We don't have time. Why, oh, why does being healthy have to be so challenging? Because there's so many good things out there. Have you shopped lately? You just walk down the aisles. There's temptation after temptation after temptation. And I don't know about you, but I love all the temptations. But I got to tell you this. This is something I've wrestled with since being married and having children. I wasn't one who worried much about my weight growing up, except for the preparation of the pageants like Miss Teen Hawaii, Junior Miss, and Miss America. Slimming down those thighs, yeah, I had to because, well, that's just how I'm built. And that really hasn't changed to this day. Yes, my legs are my powerhouse. But what has changed is how I look at weight and how I see myself as healthy. It's the reflection. What reflection did you see today when you got dressed? Did you look at yourself in the mirror, or maybe you totally ignored the mirror? You put something on that you have felt looks good on you all the time, and you just go to the, I know this works for me now. Yes, I believe we can become obsessed about what we should be doing and not doing what needs to be done. We attach ourselves to what? The promises instead of results. And the results are what? Specific to you. You want results. That's the key there. When you look at your health and vow to live a healthy lifestyle, you get to make a choice as to what works best for you. You have that opportunity that says, okay, yeah, I'm in for this. But some of us, what? We kind of get stuck in the promises, not the results that you're getting. So you must overcome the confusion by leading with no strings attached. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. No strings attached. You can't accomplish anything if you're attached to the promises. And we get there, right? Think about it. I know. I've been there. Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig. Okay, I haven't tried Jenny Craig, so I take that back. Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem. How many other things have I tried? Just my own stuff. My own concoctions. I've tried everything under the sun. Okay, except for Jenny Craig. I hadn't tried that one yet. So almost everything under the sun. Some things just don't work. The Atkins. I mean, you name it. I've been there. I've done that. I've done crazy things. Oh, you know, you drink so much of this. You eat the cabbage, you know, or you have this particular cleanse by eating all of this stuff? Yes, been there. But does it work? Well, I don't know, but the promises say it does, so I'm all in. But you can't get yourself attached to the promises because some promises just don't work for you. You don't fall into that everybody of the average that they took to say this works for this person. Each body has a unique code in how it recognizes and utilizes nutrients, intentional movement, sleep, and mindset. It's basically what? The mind, body, spirit approach. And that's what you have to look at. It's the whole body. And when it comes to health, there are some basics you need to understand. The rest is finding what works for your body. Okay? That's what's important. When I work with clients, it's important for me to first give them a strong foundation of what I call the basics. And then we move into, okay, let's fine tune. Because we all have a different body makeup, your unique code, which is pretty incredible, right? You are the only you on this earth. So you have to find out what works for your body. That means taking into consideration your genes, your lifestyle growing up, and your lifestyle now. No strings attached. Let's break it down. Number one, jeans. And no, it's not the cute, tight ones that you'd like to wear. Skinny jeans. No, it's not. It's jeans that cannot be changed. What's given to you at birth. You can't change them. You can't alter them. But you can ask a question. What patterns stand out in my family? You need to ask yourself that question. What patterns stand out in my family? Look at your family on your mom's side, on your dad's side. Now, I know for us, my husband, his mother was adopted. So we don't have all of her background of information. So all we know is to her. That's it. But we can look at his siblings. We can look at his biological father and we can see, okay, what was it? What patterns do we see here? Same with my family, right? Now with my family, I can look on both my mom's side and my dad's side, and I can look at both their sides and I can begin to see what patterns there are. I promise you, when you begin to see that, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that, because we don't think about it. We don't think that our genes play a role. Oh, they do. And it's not how good your bottom looks. Oh, no. It will look good once when you start doing what your body needs it to do. But right now, it's the genes that cannot be changed. What patterns stand out in my family? Number two, for no strings attached, you've got to start asking the questions and looking at your lifestyle growing up. When you were growing up, you established habits as a child into adulthood. Some good, some bad. Now, guidance is great, but habits are greater. And I'm not saying greater for the good or greater for the bad. They're just stronger. And you know what it's like. Come on. Root beer floats. Oh, I still love them. And I know I cannot have them. Okay, not so often. But I must tell you, I'm confessing now. True, real, raw, and honest. I have not had a root beer float. I cannot remember when. That's how long it's been. So it's been at least 2 years that I've had a root beer float. Maybe I'm due one. Maybe that will be my Thanksgiving gift to me. Okay, for that's for a whole nother episode. But let's look at growing up. Okay, what influence does that have on you? So the question is, what are those established habits? Because believe it or not, you bring that into your now, which we're going to talk about in a minute, so don't jump the gun yet. So what are those established habits? For example, maybe when you came home after school, you had a snack. Your mom was there, your dad was there, whatever. Maybe no one was there, or your babysitter was there, and you had an after-school snack. Well, now you've gotten older, and you have children, and so now all of a sudden it's like, let's have an after-school snack, but the children can. You've had access to food maybe all day. Do you really need a snack? Oh, but I want to eat with them. So then you partake too, because it's a habit. So what are those established habits? I know for me, I'm a preacher's kid. Yes, grew up in it. Oh my goodness. With all of that though, what is the dynamic duo combination when it comes to churches? Potlucks. Yes, love them. We get to eat all the time. So it was always combining what? Food and fellowship. So anytime somebody came around, it was really to the point of, well, what can I get you? We would go over to my grandma's house. And yes, we usually had to travel there. We didn't always live right next door to my grandmother. But when we did live right next door, because we did a couple times, believe it or not, but that's for another episode too, she would always say, what can I get you to eat? Or we would come off of traveling 12 hours down from Texas, driving up to Kansas. And she's like, oh, honey, what can I fix you? I've got fresh baked goods over here and I can fix you a sandwich too. And it's like, oh, okay, I'll take it all. Pretty soon what happens is your life revolves around food. And if you're a mom, your life revolves around food regardless if you like food. Why? You got to usually fix at least two meals a day. And that's if your kids are going to school. And sometimes it's three or four meals a day. And depending upon how you eat, it could be five or six meals a day. So it can get really complicated. Yeah, you wonder why people are confused and they don't know what to do, that they buy into the promises. Not anymore. You're not going to do that. You're going to look at your lifestyle growing up and you're going to ask the question, what are those established habits? Number three, for no strings attached. Now you are on your own, well into adulthood. You are established. Your body has transitioned from a high revving metabolism to one that you settled into. I much prefer that engine running, revving part, but yeah, I didn't get it. After child number one, I was nursing or pregnant for 10 years of my life. Now, I would not change that for the world. I have five amazing, beautiful, and I am blessed to call them my children. And God has really given each of them as a gift. They drive me crazy sometimes. But in saying that, it wreaked havoc on my body being pregnant or nursing. I literally felt like a cow. Let me give you an example. In one sitting, when I would pump for milk, I could pump 16 to 18 ounces. I kid you not. And I could do that at least twice a day because I was a working mom. And so I made a promise to myself that I was going to give the best to my children, and that meant they were going to get my milk. And so I pumped at work. And so I measured this. I mean, I had stocks in a deep freeze. We would throw milk away because I had so much. Now, again, they didn't starve, but it really affected my body. I wasn't one who could nurse and quote unquote lose the weight, you know. Maybe you fell into that. Well, I definitely did. But again, that was my body. Maybe it wasn't yours. But now that you're well into adulthood, things are changing. So the question is, what is my lifestyle now? What does it look like now? Are you eating those root beer floats and enjoying baked goods every other day? Are you eating a lot of box food out of convenience? Are you going through the drive-thru three times or four times a week? Maybe it's three times through the drive-thru and one time sitting at a sit-down restaurant. This is not pointing fingers. This is just simply looking at all three areas of your life. Find the correlating areas of what? Concern and celebration. Now listen to that. Concern, meaning the question marks. And celebration. You actually have some really good things, both in your genes. You're going to have some great things, habits when you were growing up, and you're probably doing some amazing things now in your well-established adulthood. But you're going to have those question marks too, going, well, I don't know what this looks like. This is your starting point to determining a healthy lifestyle for you. You got to know what it looks like. And nobody takes time because what they buy into the promises. No more. It's no strings attached. So what is a healthy lifestyle for you? What does it look like? Maybe all of a sudden you're feeling guilty. This episode is not to make you feel guilty. What I want you to do is think a different way. I want to bring you out of what you're being fed by the media, what's coming up in your social media feeds, what is appearing in your YouTube things, everywhere you go, billboards as you're driving. Believe it or not, they still have billboards. In fact, they're electronic now, so all they have to do is push a button and it changes the advertisement. we're buying into something. What you need to buy into is first looking at your basics, where it all starts for you. And that's your genes, that's your lifestyle growing up, and your lifestyle now. If you want help with this, I am here for you. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Don't be afraid. This here about looking at your concerns versus celebrations, it doesn't have to be complicated, but it can be overwhelming when you're going, oh, I just don't know. And once when I figure it out, what does it all mean? And how do I interpret it? And then how do I, you know, implement changes into my life that helps me to live a healthy lifestyle with not adding more overwhelm and make me even crazier and busier than what I really want to be? I know you're going like this yet. I've been there, done that, but you don't have to anymore. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes. When you do that, you will get an email from me and we will set up a coaching call for you to talk specifically about your body. This is your lifestyle. You got this. It's your starting point to determining a healthy lifestyle for you. Don't get swept off your feet with promises. They can be true or false. Live a healthy lifestyle with no strings attached. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.